The president of the Maine Senate has introduced a bill that he says is aimed at giving loggers the power to seek fair wages and working conditions. Senator Troy Jackson also works in the woods of northern Maine as a logger, but as Mal Leary reports, representatives of the forest products industry say they cannot afford any more increased costs.
Senate President Troy Jackson, a Democrat from Allegas, says he got into politics because of what he saw as unfair treatment of fellow loggers. Jackson has long criticized landowners and harvesters who turn wood into products ranging from paper to furniture, for, as he puts it, getting rich while loggers barely make ends meet. He says loggers take a major risk as they perform one of the most dangerous jobs. Jackson says they also bear the financial risk as independent contractors who must buy specialized logging equipment that can cost more than $100,000. As he made a case for his bill, Jackson noted an industry newsletter attacking the measure.
This arrangement won't recognize the difference between hardworking and productive contractors versus those that feel entitled. That right there is the mindset of the industry.
Jackson says loggers are only seeking fair wages and safe working conditions. But opponents argue that the wood products industry is struggling now and can't handle any increased costs. Alex Ingraham works for one of Maine's largest landowners, Pingree Associates.
We all need to work together during these tough times as a united industry to create more opportunities for the state as a whole. This bill would set the industry backwards.
But Dana Duran of the Professional Loggers Association says the issue at hand is not the right to organize, but making sure that all in the industry are equally protected.
The fact is that employees of contractors already have the right to join labor unions under Maine law, and the legislation before you today is not about collective bargaining on behalf of unionized labor. With that said, we feel strongly that the question of equal protection under the law is indeed a question that must be decided with respect to the legislation.
Duran says his group supports some provisions of Jackson legislation, but opposes others. He urged the Labor and Housing Committee to take the time to thoroughly research the issues and craft specific legislation that will assure fair treatment of those involved in all sectors of the logging industry. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.